You are listening to 漫画先生。
Yo, 皆さん、what's up?Today, we're going back over some of the particles we've spoken about before. It's always good to do a little bit of a review and add to our level of understanding with these particles. If you're new to this podcast, I teach Japanese in daily Japanese grammar points, one step on the other. If you are listening to this and you're above this level, that's okay. I have a ton of episodes ready for you. However, I have since the beginning of the year, a little bit before that even, have been taking Japanese at one step at a time after my manga sensei 30-day challenge.Today, we're talking about stacking particles, as we talked a little bit about yesterday. As I've talked about yesterday, we've talked a little bit about stacking particles already. A couple of these examples include ので, which is のんで combined together. You also have examples of かね, and even now we've talked about かな. We've also talked a little bit about よんね individually. So today, we're going to be talking about how to use them together. So,First off, let's review a couple of these particles. We have か being our question particle. お名前は何ですか? か being the what is your name? The question mark adding there. The よ is usually seen as an exclamation mark, a verbal exclamation mark, and is interjecting your area of information into everyone else's bubble. ね is implying something about somebody else's bubble, usually seen as like an isn't it?So it's making it more general and more open for people to comment. Ah, 元気ですか? Are you well? Ah, 元気ですよ? I am well. Ah, 元気ですね? Ah, you are well. So we have all these different particles that we tend to use together. We've now added 元気な. Ah, you're so 元気. You're so well. We've been inflecting that to ourselves. Now, all of these hinting in a particles can stack. Usually, the first one on the stack here is か. かな, かね, かよ.か is going to be one that takes the first and top priority, and you'll rarely, if ever, I don't even think it's grammatically correct to in this particular case, you よか or even ねか or even かor なか. It just sounds funny. なか is the middle, right? So かな, as we talked about in the previous episode. We can then imply after the か particle, make the question softer or more exclamative. Let's go over a couple of examples. We can use かね.For example, today is hot, isn't it? So, today, 今日は, so that is the topic of our sentence. That's what's going to be doing the verb or the adjective that we're describing. 今日は, let's say hot, 暑い, 暖かい, 暑い, so it's hot. 暑い, かね? It's hot today, isn't it? だよね, かね, ね. We're having the ね come afterwards. So we're asking a question, but not really. We're just...asking a really general question that seems super obvious to everyone. Ah, 今日大変だね。Today's sucky, huh? かね? It seems like a sucky day, doesn't it? So it's kind of かね. And now we have another option. We can add よ. Now, what is stronger and what should be put first? Because we have かよ, かね. But how about よ and ね together? In this particular case, it'll be よ and then ね. Another example of this would be,let's see here. So if I say something along the lines of, それはつらかったよね。つらかった would be difficult or hard. それは that, それはつらかったよね。つらかった、つらい becomes past tense. つらかった、つらかったよ exclamation mark. It was sucky. よ and then ね wasn't it? That was sucky, wasn't it?I'm making an emphasis on the thing I'm talking about. However, I want people to agree with the sentence that I'm saying. So I can do things similar to surakata. I can say it was really fun. Suru wa tanoshi katta yo ne. That was really fun, wasn't it? Or Nihongo ga tanoshi yo ne. Japanese is really fun, isn't it? So I am able to use the yo ne together.Now, na is the weakest of all of these, and it's going to go always at the very, very end. So if I want to use yo na, or ne and na will not be combined together. So you don't have to worry about that. But because ne is asking other people to agree, and na is just implying it directly to yourself, saying it out loud. So if you want to say something exclamative to yourself, for example, I'm so hungry. Ah, hara hetta yo na. I'm so hungry. I'm just kind of moaning out loud. I'm adding that exclamation mark, and I'm also implying it to myself. No one else has to know that I'm hungry, but I just want to say it because I'm hungry. I hope that was helpful, and I hope this Japanese lesson will help you improve slowly every single day. Remember, I join you here every single weekday, and I'll be doing more and more Japanese, so every step will help the step after it. So hopefully, we'll be able to take this lesson and apply it to the things we're learning till tomorrow. Until then, じゃあね!